This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're locked into The Pulse. Right before the break, you heard Leave the Door Open by Super Duo, made up of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They go by name Silk Sonic. And right now, Ali, what do we have?
So in news this week, veteran garage rock band Kings of Leon are selling their latest album using cryptocurrency. And so this week's music news is filled with some fintech as this trending payment method picks up more traction. It seems that musicians are selling their digital content in a cryptocurrency called NFT, non-fungible tokens. Enterprise covered it yesterday as well at considerable length. What is it? Is it basically providing the purchaser a unique characteristic that cannot be replicated, counterfeited, or copied. So for example, if you buy a song or an album digitally using NFT, the creator of that music can throw in special items that only you will get. It's kind of like a deluxe edition, but one that is super limited or ultra rare. So sometimes these special features has music on physical formats as well. They throw in a vinyl copy or CD copy with your digital purchase. But I think it seems like the focus is more on the rarity of the digital file in itself.
Definitely, I've seen all sorts like rare GIFs, first tweets back in from many years ago. And this does not sound very different from owning a signed copy of a first pressing or even a test press of a much coveted album. It's all about owning rare stuff, right? But the commodification in modern music have led to the depreciation of this value point. And it's a practice that only, I guess, hardcore music collectors would still appreciate. And again, hardcore collectors prefer physical format, and value in this side of things are pretty subjective.
Yeah, precisely. So now this has moved to the digital sphere where it's much harder to authenticate the origins of an artwork. Even if you got a blue tick on your socials, or even you're putting up your music on a place like SoundCloud Pro, people can still dispute that you were the one who made this art. Because things like albums and artworks can be reproduced, and worse still, it can be cetak rompak. I mean, even down to the origins of rare physical copies can still be disputed. There are bootleg versions, there are repros, and that easily diminishes the value of the original, especially if it's not super rare. And it's even more expensive if it's one out of one copy in the whole wide world, right? And I've seen bands make a fortune selling test pressing of the album. You know, not even the finalized product, it's just a test press. But, you know, collectors are a sentimental bunch.
Yeah. So in this week's news, garage rock veterans Kings of Leon, do you remember them? they announced the sale of their new album on NFT. Theirs are going for tokens worth $50, and it will include a vinyl copy of that album and other digital freebies. Again, each purchase could be exclusive one-of-one pieces to its owner. They're not the first band to embark on this technology. Mrs. Elon Musk, or better known on stage as Grimes, she also sold her music using NFTs. Most notably, dance music DJ Blau broke records for NFT sales of his album, raking over $11 million. NFT market trackers nonfungible.com reported that nearly 50 million of NFT sales took place last week.
Yeah, so to find out more about NFTs in the music industry, we seeked out cryptocurrency data aggregators CoinGecko.com to shed some light on this matter. Please welcome to the program the co-founder of CoinGecko.com, TM Lee. Hi bro, thanks for speaking with us. It seems like the digital music and art have big value as NFTs, but why are these non-fungible tokens so appealing right now?
So unlike Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies where they are fungible, in a sense that when you exchange one Bitcoin for another Bitcoin, you don't really care because they are all the same. But when it comes to NFT, they are non-fungible. So you can take an example of a rare Pokemon card like Charizard, right? You can exchange that card for a common card because what's on that card is different. There's a unique characteristic to it. So every NFTs are tokens that have different characteristics, and they're all valued in different ways.
It's been around a while, right? It's just not been the most popular currency. But recently, I think in the last 1 year, with a lot of live music and musicians touring have been halted due to the pandemic, there have been a few musicians who've jumped on and have been selling their products. You know, this ranges from physical copies or even just designs and digital music. And it seems to be popular with the sales of artworks. Do you see why they've gone this way?
Yeah, so to clarify, NFT is not really a currency. It's, you can think of it as a technology that you can use to mint tokens with unique characteristics, right? And NFT has been around, I think, sometime in 2017 or even much earlier than that. And recently, people start to realize that how they can use it to represent unique assets digitally, right? So other than music and art, right, people are using NFT to sort of like represent game items or maybe virtual land in a virtual world or even like financial receipts. So there are other use cases, but to your questions on why it got really popular when it comes to art, like paintings, music and stuff like that, I think there are a few reasons for that. There has been a lot of sort of like early traction. So what happens is that I think sometime last year, when the crypto space sort of like exploded in a sense that it got more and more valuable and, you know, people made a lot of money from there, and then they decide to, you know, figure out where they can spend that money, right? So they end up buying up some virtual art in the form of NFT. And when they spend like a lot of money to buy all this NFT, it attracted artists from outside of the space to come in to also put their artwork over there, and then their artwork got bought up for a high amount of price as well. And that in turn sort of like created, you know, that excitement and that momentum, and more people come in to try this experiment to see, like, you know, can it really sell the things that they build? But also, if you look back at the digital content space, like music, art, all this while, whatever you put out of digital content, it can get copied and replicated many, many, many times. It may go viral, but the content creator don't actually benefit from it monetarily. Like, they cannot enjoy the upside. So what NFT allows you to do, at least for now, is that you put out a digital content and you can sell it as a unique piece to someone who maybe want to support you, or someone who thinks that, you know, one day you may become even more famous than you are. So they buy all this content from you, and then although it can get duplicated and copied around, the content creator gets to enjoy the upside. And even more so, if there is a repeated royalty, they also get to enjoy the upside. And all this combination together with the pandemic, which forces artists to look at alternative revenue streams because they can't do their concerts and stuff like that, which sort of like forms the missing pieces to push this movement, I would say.
Yeah. I think the bespokeness of each item gives the right appeal to the collectors, and for sure it will have a higher resale value. The technology brings an important change, I think, to the digital art market, because now you can authenticate the online work to the creator, right? And that's the uniqueness, yeah, so, the uniqueness of the NFT codes.
Yeah, so basically when a digital artist wants to mint an artwork, he or she would then sort of like mint the token with the artwork, put it onto the blockchain, and then put it out there in the world. And then you as a consumer or someone in the public can actually go to the blockchain and see like, where did it originally first minted? Mm. So there can be other people who copy it and mint another token and whatnot, but you can think of those as maybe non-original content or counterfeits, if you will.
Yeah.
If you really do your research, you can probably trace back and find out like where it was first minted in the first place, or validated on the blockchain.
Wow, that really gives more protection to art makers and artists, musicians, in that way that, you know, you have a unique code to every creation. There have been a lot of examples of artists being creative with this thing, selling everything from a package that comes with NFT and also the physical copy. Some just sell it like a poster or collectible cards, for example, right? Where do you see the future going with NFTs and collectibles, especially, you know, now it's introduction to the music industry?
Yeah, I think the genie is out in the bottle already. Like, if you look back 3 years ago in 2017, NFT was around, but no artists or no one actually wanted to experiment with it. I think also at that time, it was rather new. Like, Bitcoin was also rather new. And then today, you got Elon Musk and a lot of other people who sort of like, you know, say that, you know, Bitcoin is a viable thing. We sort of like create that narrative to allow people to be much more comfortable in exploring this blockchain technology. And as artists comes in to experiment with this, they realize a couple of things. They realize that they can connect better with their audiences by selling digital merchandise directly to them digitally, right? They also realize that they could put out a musical content or unique content that is not found anywhere else and mint it and make it unique, and they can enjoy the upside over there. So that begs the question of, you know, is this disruptive to what we are used to with the streaming services, the platforms that we are used to? It almost feels like streaming services in the early days. And you know, we currently try to realize how we can make use of this technology to connect better with our audiences. It does feel that way to me, although the noise that's happening in the space, like, you know, people selling it for millions, putting out an NFT and then it's been snagged up by maybe speculators or even scalpers, does feel a bit unusual or a mania. But again, you know, speculators be speculators, these are the ways that attracts people into the space. I think we'll just see like how things go, because even in the real world, people are buying up artwork for millions of dollars, or people are buying game items for, you know, thousands of dollars. Of course, this is happening in a much bigger scale and much more frequently. We'll just see how things goes for now. But definitely, it does get people to be curious and find out what they can do with this technology and whether it benefits them or not.
As speculators and scalpers are around, do you think this is a thing that will stick on, or do you think it's a trend and it will come and go?
I would say that it will definitely stay on. But because it's happening in a very rapid pace, like people are buying it today and selling it off tomorrow, which is a little bit too fast, in my opinion, for certain kind of rare content. Probably you need these guys as well for in the market with unique collectibles, right? But it would not, I mean, in the normal situation, it would probably wouldn't be as crazy as it is right now. Yeah.
Right.
But it's definitely a much needed in the whole market, because these are the people who will sort of like arbitrage the whole market and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you own any NFT TM?
Just a little bit, yeah. Just for fun. I own it because I like it. Like let's say game items that I play the game. I own the NFT just because I want to use it in the game, or there are some artwork that I like to keep, but not so much to speculate.
That was TM Lee, the co-founder of cryptocurrency data aggregators CoinGecko.com. If you're crypto inclined, you should check them out. And here's a question for you. Would you buy digital music using cryptocurrencies? Here's what we've learned so far. With NFT, the digital work cannot be replicated. You'll never get a copy of the same file. It's one of one.
Yeah, and not only that, the NFT gives your digital music files a unique code. Musicians who have sold their music using this usually throw in a physical copy as well, like a vinyl or a CD, so the customer gets the best of both worlds if you want to own physical and digital copies. And last but not least, NFT tokens might not be tangible, but it is non-fungible. There we go. I think it remains to be seen. It seems like the way forward for digital music, and especially protecting copyrights and also origins by creators without cetak rompak everywhere all around. You can let us know what you think of NFTs. Are you going to be buying any digital music using NFTs? And if you're ever into cryptocurrency, you can check out the website of our guest tonight as well, TM Lee from CoinGecko.com.
I think more bands would hop onto this, because one of one, you know, you can sell directly to your number one fan, yeah, your diehard fans. I think it's really good for the fan base.
That's right. And this the Kings of Leon album that we mentioned at the top, you get a physical copy and also a few other B-sides that are not available anywhere else physically. And speaking of that, we're going to go into a song by Kings of Leon, because they've been we've been playing some of the new tracks on The Pulse lately. They've sort of made a comeback, you know. Mm-mm. Everybody's forgotten about You, Somebody and Sex on Fire.
I really thought they wouldn't come back, because they're all married, they have kids, and yeah, and well, for lack of a better word, they're pretty comfortable.
Yeah, so here's another track off of their new record, When You See Yourself, just came out last month. Here are Kings of Leon with Stormy Weather on The Pulse BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.